It's time to go hunting for a Native American delicacy. Pack rats are highly sought after by Apaches in colder months. They're considered an essential ingredient in the traditional diet. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio takes us on one of the last hunts of the season in Arizona to understand the cultural and nutritional value. And we warn you that this piece includes descriptions of an animal death.
On an overcast day in late January, San Carlos Apache forager Twyla Cassador drives us in her black pickup truck to the foothills of the Natural Corral, a mesa once favored for cattle herding. Now it's a popular destination for pack rat hunting. It's an arid landscape speckled with cacti and agave, but Cassador and her crew are in search of what's burrowing below the surface.
We'll go that one. This one's too small.
You never know, man.
Go ahead.
They're looking to break apart pack rat nests protruding from the ground and the tiny elaborate tunnels dug underneath root systems, providing the rodents protection from predators. Nests consist of decaying leaves and feces. Cassador says disturbing their homes actually helps aerate the soil and nourish the plants around it.
So you're not exactly destroying it because it is in its natural habitat and they always remodel.
While Cassador oversees two boys taking turns demolishing another nest, Kim Adams watches out for any furry critters trying to scurry away. Armed with a rock in his hand, almost the size of his fist.
Hit him right in the head, knock him out.
On the lookout, he's hungry too. So I had to ask him what this Apache delicacy tastes like. Cassador says chicken is a common comparison.
But it depends who you ask.
Nothing compared to
it. Yeah, it has its own unique taste.
Cassador is part of the Traditional Western Apache Diet Project, an Indian Health Service initiative in partnership with Apache tribes across Arizona. She's documented some 300 ancient meals from the past and helped develop nearly 100 daily menus, both high in fiber and protein. The project estimates that wild meat made up between 20 and 40% of the Apache's total pre-reservation diet. Rodents were the most eaten mammal by volume among 30 species, and her favorite way to prepare pack rat is simply by boiling it whole, fur and all, for about 10 hours.
You'll watch it explode, all the intestines and everything comes out. You take it out and rinse it off, and you're left with this beautiful piece of meat.
Then she adds an agave sumac glaze and grills it to a crunchy crisp. Traditional Apache diets are tied to the seasons. Pack rats are typically foraged between December and February, a short period to safely hunt the species without worrying over rattlesnakes or botflies. But that brief two-month window for hunting has narrowed. Rising temperatures and warmer winters are the basic ingredients to a bad recipe for pack rat hunters on the reservation.
Is it moving?
We keep on homewrecking with a few false alarms along the way.
No, I'll run away from you.
A couple dozen nests later.
Oh, there he is, there he is.
He's right there.
Right there, right there. Right there.
Right
there. Here. Oh.
A fat pack rat suddenly appears and scampers off to a nearby nest.
He's right there. Keep digging, Paula, keep digging. Oh, yeah, you got him.
Got him?
Keep digging,
there.
Keep digging.
He's right there, just keep digging.
Take this up, lift this up.
Where is he? On the bottom part?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah, I got
okay,
him.
Let him come out. He'll come out.
He's pinned down.
Then Cassador instructs one of the teenagers to strike it.
Hit his head really hard with a cue ball.
Boom.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it harder again. There he is! He's a 1-pounder. This is our first pack rat. Oh, very nice.
Hunting only a handful of pack rats each season is considered a prize, so they're grateful to gather even a single plump one on this windy winter day. For Here and Now, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio on the San Carlos Apache Reservation.